going on for quite some time now. The two bodies, Premium and Parmalat, have not been able to come to an agreement. I know there's been different members of each organisation try to work through and, you know, sort out the issues, but basically they have not been able to agree on what should be the price. I know Premium and, like most dairy farmers in Queensland, I think are really keen that there not be a price drop. Many are sort of sweating on that, but they haven't been able to come to agreements. And it's over half of the dairy farmers in Queensland are involved in or really waiting on the outcome of these negotiations.
What is the significance of the Parmalat price? If there's a drop there, could farmers that supply other processors also then expect a flow-on drop in price like what we saw in Victoria last year?
Well, the other two processors have worked on a financial year basis, and they did not drop the price from where they were. Parmalat's argument with that is that they believe that they were probably slightly in front of them anyway, and Parmalat works on a calendar year basis, so that's why it's come up now. And I know it seems Parmalat is looking to adjust the price. Obviously, all of this is related into the fact the price has dropped so severely in the south, but the price in Queensland and the price in the south has always been quite different to each other. And when the world prices went up and the prices went up in the south, we did not really see any response upwards here. And many farmers look at it that, well, why are we going, should we be prepared to take a drop now?
So this has now moved into arbitration. In the decade or so that Premium and Parmalat have been negotiating the price, has this gone to arbitration before?
No, this is the first time it's ended up going into this situation. Most years, or most contract periods, they come to a fairly amicable agreement on what it is. Sometimes there's been some really tough negotiations and one or other has really not been happy, but this is the first time that it's ended up in a situation where they've not been able to come to an agreement by the end of the previous contract, and so it's gone to arbitration.
So what's the process from now, and when will those suppliers to Parmalat know the price?
Well, that's probably the $64 question, and as myself and QDO are not actually involved in the negotiations, we don't really know for sure. But what we are being told is that it really is on a fairly fast track now, once it goes into arbitration, to get a decision, and we certainly should know the outcome, we are being told, well before the end of January. And we certainly hope so, because farmers are now operating outside of the contract. I've been told that Parmalat farmers will not receive the contract bonus, which is part of the old price. So there could be some significant impacts on Parmalat suppliers if this isn't sorted out quickly, and for the farmers, sorted out somewhat to their liking.
And Brian, I can't let you go without asking, your dairy farming in the South Burnett today, how are the cows coping in the heatwave?
Well, they certainly don't like the heat, dairy cows, but we have not really suffered any great production impacts here at in the south. Well, it's certainly on our farm, but we're fearful of where the heat goes today and tomorrow. But certainly some other places I know have been hotter, and cows have really struggled, not only in this heat, but in the previous heat wave as well, where there was really severe drops in milk production because the cows simply couldn't get a time of day where they could cool down and eat. So cows do struggle. Right on our farm, we haven't been too bad at this stage, but it's certainly a concern.